9 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 486436 through 486489, warrants number 8765 through 8767, and one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. For your review, we have regular session minutes for January 25th and January 27th, along with executive session minutes for January 27th.
Move to approve regular session minutes from January 25th, 26th, and January 27th, 26th, and executive session minutes from January 27th, 2026.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we're going to finalize board appointments this morning for the EEZ. We did receive the two applications that we were lacking last week. The two that we would need to appoint this morning would be for the position for Chet Dixon and Mr. Carlos Osborne. The timeline on those, we do need to vary on Mr. Osborne's. It looks like we overlooked an appointment last year. In order to keep that board staggered, I would ask that we do that appointment through 2029, 12/31 of 29. And then if it is the commission's will to reappoint Mr. Dixon, his be through 12/31 of 30.
We were waiting on
applications.
And they got
yeah.
those turned in.
Yep, got those turned in.
So Dixon was till 12/31 of 30.
Correct.
And then was it
Carlos Osborne?
Carlos was
12/31
of 29. Move to reappoint Chet Dixon to the Taney County Enhanced Enterprise Zone Board of Directors, effective now through 12/31 of 30, and Carlos Osborne to the same board, effective now through 12/31 of 29.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Next, we have the approval of exchange of SoftMatch credit letter, and this is for Hickory County. The letter is directing MoDOT in the exchange or the sale of SoftMatch County money from Taney County to Hickory County.
Good morning.
Good morning. With us from Great River Engineering, we have Ms. Claire Lakin, along with Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole. So the request has come in for the purchase of some of the SoftMatch money we have, and after talking with Claire and Jack, we have sufficient funds in our SoftMatch account. And we will be receiving more on future projects, so it'll be pretty much we'll regain the balance in a short time that we're willing to sell at this time if this letter is approved.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And even after the current projects that the county has, the SoftMatch balance will still be over $250,000.
Okay.
Did Mr. Sawyer not see the need for him to show up and ask in person?
I'll reach out to him.
Video, Zoom call,
anything,
a text message would have been nice.
And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated January 27th, 2026, approving the letter as to form.
I may be against it.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Mr. Sawyer is not listening this morning, but if he
probably
is
listening. I don't think he takes this very seriously.
Maybe this will help.
If you don't mind relaying the message to him,
his presence would have been appreciated.
His presence would have been appreciated.
I'll let him know.
Actually, no, it's probably better he didn't come down.
You're right. Sorry. He probably said
that was his favorite TV show.
It was. Do you guys have any questions?
Do not.
Move to approve the exchange of soft match credit by and between Taney County and Hickory County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Claire, when we're done down here, if you'll just meet us upstairs, I'll get you a copy of that. Or get you an original. All right, next we have the approval of the agreement for the 2026 Ford F-150 Crew Cab XL truck, one or more. This is file number 26005, Assessor. It's for the purchase of a vehicle for the Assessor's Office. With us this morning from Taney County Assessor Office, we have Ms. Margaret Salgado.
Yeah, I'm stepping in for baby.
Okay.
Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're well, Margaret. Well, how are you?
Good. I don't have any information, so.
That's all right. We do. We have the information in front of us. There was a vehicle exchange from the commission to our county collector to be shared with other offices, and this is to replace that vehicle in the assessor's office.
Correct.
We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated January 27th, 2026, approving the agreement as to form. The agreement we have in front of us is between CFLR Auto LLC, doing business as Corwin Ford Lincoln Republic in Taney County.
Move to approve the agreement for 2026 F-150, one or more, by and between CFLR Auto LLC, DBA, Corwin Ford Lincoln Republic, and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the 2026-2027 Assessment Maintenance Plan for Taney County. It's file number 26-008, Assessor. The assessment plan that we have in front of us was prepared by Mr. Wilson and also reviewed by legal counsel. We have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated January 29th, 2026, approving the plan as to form. Is there any questions for Margaret on the assessment plan? There is a letter on the front of it that Mr. Wilson, a synopsis I would call it.
I think with his letter and everything else that's going on, I think we're good. He signed it.
Yeah. Any questions, Commissioner Keyes?
I do not.
Do we move to approve the 2026-2027 Assessment Maintenance Plan?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. Next, we have approval of the engagement letter for auditing services. This is file number 26-007, Auditor. With us this morning, we have Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated January 27th, 2026. Approving the letter as the form. This will be between Taney County and KPM CPAs and advisors. Anything to add, Auditor Clark?
No, this letter is just for approving or allowing KPM to do their audit for the year 2025, and we acknowledging what they're auditing and looking into in our financial statements and financial to give a financial report for the county. And this letter is has no changes from the previous year, other than the date and the acknowledging information in it.
Any further questions for Mr. Clark?
Signed the renewal on it, so now we're just doing the engagement
letter.
Move to approve the engagement letter for auditing services by and between KPM CPAs and advisors in Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Have a good day, Commissioner.
Thank you. All right, we'll move to our court orders, personal property abatements, and our add-on report. Once again with us this morning, we have Ms. Margaret Salgado and Ms. Jennifer Hutchison from the Taney County Clerk's Office.
Good morning again.
What we have in front of us this morning is abatements for clerical error. Do you have anything to add for any of these, Margaret?
Not on these, no. There should have been one that I took to Tammy upstairs that needed approved for removing late fees and penalties. Did she not put it in the agenda?
We do not have anything in here other than our clerical errors.
Okay. All right. I'll have to go on for next week then.
Okay. That's fine.
But nothing on these, no.
Exhibit A, move to approve Exhibit A with today's date of February 3rd, 2026.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for an executive session and staff review upstairs at 9:20. I have 9:13 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.